Hey folks, it's John. Welcome back to another episode of Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching related and education inspired that I record right here in my vehicle or at my house, right back on the way into pandemic teaching and back from COVID teaching here in this time of new normal, unprecedented. And we're talking about this week, summer vacation, what summer vacation looks like for you. I have often said that summer learning is a great sort of play on words because for teachers, some are learning and some are off, summer, right? We'll talk about that today, but first things first, if you like what you're hearing, feel free to like or subscribe. Leave a comment. It does help other people find the channel, which is super cool. We're on Spotify and Stitcher and iTunes and all that cool stuff. So yeah, say nice things. It helps other people be a part of the show. Thank you. If you want to talk to me further, hit me up on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at MeehanEDU. Would love to connect and talk about teaching and anything related to this stuff. I think we're all stronger together. And I have a website. It's adrenalinerush.com. It's with an E, like educational ed, adrenaline rush. It's all about game-changing student engagement, inspired by theme parks, mud runs, and escape rooms. I've wrote a book about that. It's called Adrenaline Rush. And you can find all the templates there on that website. But I also want to talk about the work that I'm doing today and tomorrow and going forward and this summer. And that's what today's podcast is all about. Most of my time, you see me hanging out on a website called emc2learning.com. That is a membership site I co-founded with Michael Matera, author of Explore Like a Pirate, and we're out to engage students and teachers at the speed of life. So, in that spirit, hopefully we talk today about what it means to engage at the speed of life in a summer unlike any other, except for maybe last summer, right? Or maybe not, now that we have masks off, or maybe masks off, question mark? Last summer was the new normal as we settled into the long haul of what pandemic life would mean for us as educators and as students. Many schools took a break right at the end of the school year and said they would cut the school year early because of just the upside down of everything. Everyone needed some time off. And last summer, if we could not go to our beach houses and could not go to our conferences and could not go to our side hustles or our jobs, we just had time to be home, which in some ways was good. And then eventually got on top of each other and was like, maybe that was too much. But there was a benefit and a beauty to just sort of allowing that intentionality to kind of go slow, to go fast, as they say. Working can burn us out, and to spend some time last summer to just recalibrate and say, I have to learn how to do all this stuff with virtual teaching. Oh my gosh. Because we spent pretty much this whole year doing exactly that. So kudos to us if we made it this far. But it asks that question about where we go for next year. And now summer of the pandemic 2.0, while the pandemic is still in some capacities alive in the background, even if it is a little bit quieter than it was before, now that we have vaccinations, now that we have access to better health data about what it looks like, we have to be mindful of there's a very real likelihood we will be back in school in person in the fall. And in person could mean no more social distancing, maybe limited or seasonal masking, and what that might look like. And naturally, it raises the question then, well, we're getting back to work and back to school and back to life as usual. You know, if business as usual is coming, well, then what does summer look like? Many schools or many places with the, I guess, the CDC ordinance have started to have those moments like when, I think about the first act of the Wizard of Oz, when Dorothy finds herself out of Kansas and in, Munchkin Land. And when the second act begins in that movie, you know, she realizes she's not in Kansas anymore. And you hear all the munchkins from Munchkinland being called out from their homes. Come out wherever you are and see the young lady who fell from the stars, right? That's where we are right now. Like there's this moment of quiet trepidation, quiet hesitation and kind of making our way back into the world of normal or post-new normal or new normal. I'm overwhelmed by all these terms already. But I think one of the things that's beautiful about it is that moving slowly is kind of a powerful metaphor about how we might need to approach this summer into next year. For me, as a speaker, as an author, as a consultant, as a writer, there are a lot of places that are back to business as usual. So they'll be asking us to come in person for live trainings. Now, some of that's still masked and socially distanced. Some of us are vaccinated or have had COVID. And are made our way through what seems to be the worst part of that tornado. I think the Dorothy metaphor is actually a pretty good one. But it is a challenge to walk back in and be like, wait, how do we do this again, right? How do I talk to people? How do I get to know human beings in a face-to-face? Because we haven't had face-to-face in so long. But for some people, that's exactly what they are looking for and exactly what they need. They've been hungry for it. and you know, like the Munchkins at Munchkinland, hiding from the Wicked Witch of the West. Now that the terror, the trauma is, seems to be for many of us in the rear view, we can focus on the future, you know, that yellow brick road ahead of us. I really like this Dorothy metaphor. I'm going to ride it. But I think the challenge, too, is as educators, when we get to those places, recognizing just how fast we need to move. I say often in work and consulting and in coaching that slow is smooth and smooth is fast. And while that might sound weird, I'll repeat it. I think it's worth, you know, kind of saying again. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast. Instructional coaching, for example, if you come into an instructional coach and you work with them one-on-one, they won't ask you to change everything about your classroom on day one. Instead, they'll say, let's fix one thing that you are most interested in, one of most target. It could be the nature of a warm-up or a transition activity. It could be a turn and talk type activity or some sort of do now, some sort of homework activity. Don't try to take all of those things on at once, because invariably, each of those things requires its own sort of internal science, its own sort of internal rhythm, its own sort of recover from the tornado, so to speak. Because otherwise, it just feel like a lot hit you all at once. But go slow. Go slow. Come out wherever you are and make your way in the way that makes most sense to you. If it's summer, and for you, that means, you know what? We didn't go on a family vacation last year. And maybe we won't be able to do the Disney World trip or the big exotic, you know, international trip. But maybe we can take like a family weekend and just like, I don't know, go to the beach or go to the mountains. Okay, that's cool. Do that. Do that for yourself. I mean, like, you don't, certainly don't need my permission to do it. But like, giving ourselves the permission, I think, is a hard thing. We feel in some ways guilty. Like, oh my gosh, all this stuff is so big and so swirly and so scary. Certainly at the start of that, you know, Wizard of Oz, there's a house that literally is dropped on the Wicked Witch of the West's sister. So in some ways, it feels wrong to be singing and dancing and celebrating when we're immediately aware that there are people who have not been able to emerge from this pandemic or that sort of trauma with that same degree of, you know, happiness that we have. Be humble, be mindful. Don't like sit there and gloat about it, but like, you are entitled to your happiness. You're entitled to your families. You're entitled to your summers. If you are an educator, you have entitled time to be with your kids when they spend a year just glued to a TV screen or glued to a Zoom screen, right? Like the human beings in your house, the little munchkins, like be with them, celebrate them, get to know them, go outside, go for walks. Those things that we did at the start of the pandemic, where we all just learned how to make sourdough bread, or we learned to like go through walks in our neighborhoods. Why not do stuff like that again? I mean, that's free, it's close, it doesn't really cost much more than time, a little bit of intentionality, and it can make people feel safer, like they're, you know, going as a band of people on a much larger journey together. So if you need to recharge, help your students, you know, your own kids, have, you know, organized, safe, socially distanced play groups or play dates with people who are, you know, their little munchkins, their little band of travelers. They haven't seen them in a long time. Maybe this summer is just a time to do some TLC to some social emotional learning. And the same for you as an educator. Like, just because we are headed back to what appears to be, I guess, pre-pandemic style school, doesn't mean we have to do that world before, that black and white world of Dorothy's Kansas, right? Like, there's things about the pre-pandemic world that we've seen, and that we're like, you know what? I could leave them behind. And with a click of our ruby slippers, this is the most extended of metaphors, by the way. I'm geeking out about this. with a click of our ruby slippers, we can see that we've had the power in us to change some of those things all along. I know for me, my final projects have always been a little bit more experimental than a traditional assessment. But in the time of the pandemic, I'm learning just how experimental I could even be and say, now these can be modular assignments and students can work at their own pace through multiple modules at the same time, getting constant feedback from me where they just check in and say, hey, here's where I'm at today. But it's always like a fluid thing, a journey in motion. So there's a beauty in, okay, well, what are you working on? Well, that's cool. Tell me about it. Why? Everyone's moving at his, her, or their own pace. And that's good. Because it's not me prescribing to them how they have to do work. My process isn't necessarily their process. I create an arena, I create an opportunity, I create like a stage on which they can, you know, perform and, you know, put their portfolios and they can show what they've learned. But how and why and in what order they tend to show those things is uniquely dependent on the individual. I think that's a good thing. So all those things said, I give, you know, my own teachers that I work with in my school that same encouragement to say, don't feel like you have to, oh my gosh, do all of the PD things this summer. That said, I'm happily to welcome you to any of the ones that I'll be working at, speaking at, attending, for sure. But sometimes the PD you need to work on is personal development, or, you know, that development of your psychology and your own, like, psychiatry. Like, my mental health, I needed to focus on that. I spent a lot of time on this podcast and a lot of time in the past years focusing on what I needed to do to get my head right. And that did not look like it looks for other people. I come out at my own pace to see how I'm ready to go on the next stage of the journey. Because it serves you no benefit to stand up there and say, well, we've all been through crazy, but it was all a dream, right? It was all a dream. Now let's get back to it as it was. That black and white world can never be the black and white world before. It's changed. It's fundamentally altered. We've all had this experience. We've grown together. The pandemic is not over. For many of us, we're still haunted by it. We're still traumatized by it. We're still those lingering memories of the people we've lost and the lessons we've learned. Don't forget them. Allow yourself to honor those things. I was speaking to a priest in my local parish this week. I'm Catholic. That's my faith tradition. You don't have to be Catholic, but that's just who I was talking to. And in my conversation with him, we talked about Macbeth. He liked literature. This is good. I think we'll get along very well. A new parish. So this is good to meet the new priest. And I said, you know, there's that scene in Macbeth where Macduff, who's going to ultimately be the one who ends Macbeth's reign, he's been fated to do it. The witches predicted it. Macbeth sneaks into Macduff's house and kills his whole family. It's very brutal. It's a very original horror movie. And so Macduff gets to his castle and finds out that this has happened. You know, Macbeth is trying to beat him to the punch so that he says, you know, he can just wipe out any chance that he could ever be usurped from the throne. And when Macduff gets home, the whole family's gone. His servants say, they're gone. Every one of them is, what? All dead. All my pretty ones, all my chickens. I say, yeah. And they're like trying to get him revved up to fight. They say, dispute it like a man. Like, get out there. Like, ah, you know. And Macduff says one of the most beautiful lines in all of Shakespeare. He says, you know, dispute it like a man. He says, I shall do so. But first, I must bear it like one, or I must bear it as one. And I think that's really kind of beautiful. It's like everyone thinks the idea of what it means to be a man is to like get knocked down 10 times, get up 11 times, right? Get back in the game, you know, come out wherever you are and throw yourself right back in the journey. And Macduff is very wise. He's just like, yeah, I'm going to do that. That's going to happen. Just spoiler, this play will end with me winning. But it's not going to happen before I take the time and grieve and mourn and allow myself to be human and empathetic, recognizing the pain and the size of that loss. And while I kind of juxtapose the story of a pandemic and coming out and the story of Dorothy and, you know, this journey and the story of, you know, this famous Shakespeare story, about how we come back from tragedy, how we learn lessons from hardships, how we recover from twisters and tornadoes that kind of turn our lives upside down. I think it's important to recognize there are a lot of different stories, and to avoid that tendency to say, well, the students all XYZ'd, or the teachers all ABC'd, or the parents all 1-2'd and 3'd. It's like, no, it's kind of been fragmented, and everyone's had a different opinion. Everyone's had a different experience, and everyone's had a different, you know, life story from this. Some of us have thrived in this pandemic. We do really better when we're on our own pace and our own schedule. I love teaching these virtual Monday classes because it gives me more time to really set the tenor for the week and do the work that I need to do. I thought for sure that everyone thought that. And then I talked to my students. They're like, nope, we kind of hate the virtual Mondays. We just want to be in class with our friends. And I was like, oh. Wow, right? Can't see our own ears. We don't know how upended our house was when that tornado hit compared to how that tornado hit the house 2 or 3 ways down. When Macduff gets that, you know, ultimate revenge in that story, his story is just as much fated as Macbeth's was, but both of them were given different versions of what their fate looked like at the outset, right? Like, Macbeth believes that he's going to have all these good things happen, then some bad stuff. Macduff has to find out, he has to have a whole bunch of bad stuff happen, then some good stuff. Like, everyone's journey is different. And I think it's important to not be squishy and relative. I'd be like, well, you know, it's all relative. Everyone does their own thing. But like, nope, this is dramatic. This is hard. So let's give ourselves the grace to move at the pace that makes most sense. Go slow. If you need to spend the summer coaching up on your social emotional, do it. Spend the time with your family. Don't feel guilty about that. If you're just ready and hungry to get back to professional development or, you know, teaching and reading and writing, there's lots of opportunities for that too, for sure. But again, moving at the pace that makes sense for you, because we do have the big yellow brick road ahead of us. School will continue in the fall. It'll look different, or maybe it'll look the same, or maybe it'll look different and the same, a little bit of yes and. But I think we've all, through the pandemic, been fundamentally thrown for that tornado, that loop, and we have to find a way out of it in a way that makes sense, that we say, you know, not just there's no place like home, which is all very lovely, but like school has a chance for us to be a place that gives you that joy, that sense of heart and courage and head coming together in this place of love and the place of acceptance, place of tolerance, place of joy, place of curiosity, where you want to keep going down those different roads and seeing all the different ways you go. I was always struck by the first scene of when they're leaving their office of the wizard in Munchkinland, because they get on the yellow brick road and they go. But I was always delighted by the idea that this was this bright yellow brick road that went in one direction. But there were clearly other roads on the ground that they could have taken. And this magical land of Oz like encourages me to say, well, I want to know what's on the green road. Like, well, what's down the redwood? If this was that much fun, where does those take us? And that's the beauty of what good school can do, is what authentic school can do, 21st century school can do. We can go back and say, let's breathe, let's go slow, and let's recognize that everyone kind of has his, her, or their own journey, and then allow them to be in a space that fosters and encourages that curiosity, that wonder, that joy, to help them go. That's our job. That's why we're teachers, not tellers. We don't pretend to have all the answers. We just ask them really good questions, and we learn to do so by listening and then adapting to the road ahead of us so we can figure out where those horizons need to take each of us. Ain't that cool? Ain't that aspirational? Ain't that the jolt of excitement that makes you want to come back to this podcast every Monday? Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter at mehanedu. New episodes drop every Monday. If I remember to post them, my life is crazy. I do the best that I can to try to get them posted as early as I can on Mondays. Sometimes that means Tuesday mornings. But I really appreciate your time and your feedback. It means the world to me. Please feel free to check me out on Twitter and hit me up at emc2learning. We're doing a ton of work and there's so much more to come. Many more journeys ahead there too. God bless you. Stay safe. Stay home. Wear a mask and or be socially distanced and take your masks off as careful and caution allows. We'll be back next week with more. All right. Good talk. Bye. Thanks.